useful phrase comes to mind. A girt gawk. It's some sort of English dialect phrase for a big jerk. The sort of jerk who gives, a sort of guy who gives jerks a bad name. A girt gawk.
Here, hold that. Yeah.
Mike's going?
Yeah.
This thing about the guy, the girt gawk, a jerk who gives jerks a bad name. It's interesting how McLuhan, when as society turns everybody into manipians and conscious jerks and manipians, how do you be an anti-environment to that? You'd be a girt gawk, a guy who gives jerks a bad name by being a Catholic.
Mm.
Anyways, just wanted to say that. So you can come back just a bit. Baby, this needs a light.
Okay. Raised for a big jerk. The sort of jerk who gives, a sort of guy who gives jerks a bad name. A girt gawk.
He was the first professor that I had had who was steeped into the present. He was like, right now, he was real time. Nobody talked about real time in those days, but he was real time. And that was fabulous.
You want to stop?
That's
Harley Parker on the left, the guy I did through the Vanishing Point with, and was an artist and art professor at the Ontario College of Art and Design. Mm. A colleague, key colleague in the 50s and 60s.
What was de Kerckhoff implying when he said real time?
Mm. I was just saying he was a guy who was alive. Mm. And McLuhan would always talk about whatever was going on in the news and in society.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Kind of like Zappa, one of his concerts.
Yeah. Want to go back just a bit?
Okay. Had, who was steeped into the present. He was like, right now, he was real time. Nobody talked about real time in those days, but he was real time. And that was fabulous.
Today, thanks to electric information, the speed of communication, satellites, Christianity is available to every human being. The entire Greco-Roman inheritance, which is the church's old cultural matrix, can it now be seen for what it is, as packaging to be discarded?
See? Discard. Individual space.
Sometimes in conversation about the Second Vatican Council, for example, he accepted it. I think he felt that, one time I heard him say that the Second Vatican Council had dealt with all the problems of the 19th century.
It is important to note that electric communication, which brings speaker and audience together, demands another type of church. The visual structure that emerged from Gutenberg isn't compatible with electric acoustic structures.
McLuhan's perceptions on the media pointed to a culture that was becoming orally driven again. He saw in our media the onset of a new tribal culture where the ear was dominant.
Stop.
There was nobody at that.
McLuhan said that the Catholic Church was more oral than the Protestant Church. Protestant Church built on the book. The medieval balance of eye and ear and tactility made the Catholic Church more favorable to responding to the electric pressure. But the church relies on the tribal mythos and the voice in the ear. We're not going to hear discussion of tactility and the new electric tactility in this remaining part of the program. I don't think we are. And that's the problem. They're going back to the oral literate dichotomy, which is the thing that me and Don Thiel critique, and that Finning's Wake goes past. Walter Ong, the Catholic priest, stresses the oral literate dichotomy. So the church of the ear and the church of the eye. That's as far as the church can go. But McLuhan probed deeper. See what he said? Everybody can be a Christian. But what's it mean to be a Christian? If it's based on, it's not based on visual space.
Unless,
unless reading the Bible is visual space or something. Anyways, that's the question he proposed that this documentary doesn't address. Okay.
The church in the ear.
McLuhan's perceptions on the media pointed to a culture that was becoming orally driven again. He saw in our media the onset of a new tribal culture where the ear was dominant.
There was nobody at Vatican I or II who showed any understanding of the electrotechnical thing in reshaping the psyche and culture of mankind.
Electricity is the big deal of today. It really is. It's the ground. It's not the internet and digital. The digital is only a baby of electricity, and one only. So there's lots more coming out from there. But electricity is the ground, and is it Luciferian? Is technology... He thought technology was bad.
Oh, I gotta hear that passionate again.
He's talking about the anti-electric environment. He's Luciferian, but he didn't think technology was bad. It was how we used it.
The electrotechnical thing in reshaping the psyche.
The electrotechnical thing is very important. The thingness. This is discussed at the end of Andrew Crystal's PhD thesis. And when I played him the tape of what I said in 98 at the McLuhan Symposium, I brought up the thing. McLuhan talked about the thing, which is like modern perception of the latest excavation of the mystery body. We're not sure what this new environment is, and I was the only one ever brought it up, and Andrew was amazed when he heard my speech in 98. He said, you summed up my whole thesis right then, 9 years ago. Anyways, Andrew is great in that he sees the importance of the thing, and you hear the quote here, the electro or electric acoustic thing that is a problem.
Electromechanical thing.
What'd you say?
Electromechanical thing. Hi, Sue.
Hello. Scott?
Yes.
Scott in my bed.
I know. Yes.
Hi, Scott.
Hello.
My. What a nice surprise. Wow. Norris.
So we're doing this, the tape here. We're taping.
But we're going to bed now.
No, we're not. Jerry and I, Jerry agrees to watch all night long, Carolyn. You did not hear this.
Well, Susie and I will have to sleep together out there.
Yeah, you guys sleep together out there. That's a good idea. No, he said I wake him up whenever I want to do the next thing. We got two B-Fart documentaries to watch and some other stuff.
No, Bob.
Shut up, Jerry. I told you couldn't fucking cop out,
Bob,
man.
Bob.
You're copping out, Jerry.
No, Susie has to be able to sleep because she's got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah, she can sleep with Carolyn.
Bob, no.
No,
Bob.
No.
No.
No,
Bob.
Well, Jerry, you could have said that 5 hours ago. Why didn't you?
I didn't realize it.
You knew it. I knew it.
I just was talking and caught in the swoop of the... Just calm down. Everything's cool, Bob.
You calm down. I'm just pointing out where you made the error.
I definitely made an error. And all's good. We're going to get up at 4 and go to the airport, but in the meantime... It's got to be a little sleep time.